dialect of the Eastoff district of Lincolnshire, spoken by Thomas W. Dealtray, retired farmer, aged 71, who is the first speaker, and Mr. Greenside, tailor, aged 63. Recorded by Stanley Ellis on the 11th of January, 1952.
He was a boy going to school, and his father was in the shop, shoemaker's shop, and he was going past window. He shouted to him, called him Edmund, didn't call him father, was saucy with him. "Get away home," he says to the mother. He said, "They've been badly brought up, get home to the mother." So when they got home to his mother told his mother what it. Now he says, when he comes home, he says, he'll give you some strap. But she said, "Never mind," she says, "I'll make you all right." She says, "Come here." So she goes and gets a big chair cushion. She puts it down his trousers at to cover his butt. And she says, they creeps under that sofa. And she says, she said this. And she says, "They'll sit the arse out." So when the father eats the... Every time it's that they shoot as hard as if it a can. So it went on, and they saw his father coming home, so he gets here, and he asks the young rascal, he says, "I'll learn you to be saucy, dear father." Turkeys, because when he went in, they kept saying, "Peek, peek, peek, peek." And he says, "I'm not going to peek," he says, "I'm in your house." And master was watching. Now I says, "Billy," he says, "leave us one or two." Oh, I said, "If you there, master," he said, "I'll leave you more." "We bought one last night." This lady, it was cutting. We said we'd cut with ASI, me and another young man. We tied for the winning prize. Well, now then there was a snowball prize for a number, a certain number. And then we said most of that number, you see, they got it, them did Moore's number. Well, there was four of us all alike. So we had to cut up these cards, and we still carried on with ASI. And this lady, she says, she says, "You said ASI." She says, "I've seen Mr. Jessop," and she said, "he'd been looking at whist rules, and he says S is low." "Well," I says, "it doesn't matter," I says, "he says, you choose it." She said, if it had been low, she says, "I should have got that price," she says, "because..." She said, "Mr. Greenside's cut ace," and she said, "it was iron," so she says, "he won me." Well, if she'd known, if it had been low, she might have cut ace, not Mr. Greenside. So you'd just been as bad scalded as Bant, wouldn't you?